Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, singing the songs and telling the stories of people from around the world, and particularly our communities, Larry Long. Recording the songs and stories of people around the world, our friends, neighbors, and fellow citizens, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we are honoring peace.
There's a woman from Japan, folding paper with her hand, singing songs of peace. Teaching the young, teaching the old, teaching the world how to fold paper cranes of peace, flying now. There's a girl in the park making lanterns to float across the river of Nagasaki, Hiroshima Day. She lights a candle in the dark, hoping that it will spark peace the world around. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. Beauty before, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. There's a man in Red Square, passions to share with the one he's holding tonight. Kremlin wall, Lenin's tomb, change of the guard, iridescent moon, singing a song of love. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
The Buddhist monk and poet Thich Nhat Hanh writes, "Peace is every step. The shining red sun is my heart. Each flower smiles with me. How green, how fresh all that grows. How cool the wind blows. Peace is every step. It turns the endless path to joy." Peace is present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see. The question is whether or not we are in touch with it. We don't have to travel far away to enjoy the blue sky. We don't have to leave our city or even our neighborhood to enjoy the eyes of a beautiful child. Even the air we breathe can be a source of joy. We can smile, breathe, walk, and eat our meals in a way that allows us to be in touch with the abundance of happiness that is available. We are very good at preparing to live, but not very good at living. We know how to sacrifice 10 years for a diploma, and we are willing to work very hard to get a job, a car, a house, and so on. but we have difficulty remembering that we are alive in the present moment, the only moment there is for us to be alive. Each breath we take, every step we make, can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. We only need to be awake, alive in the present moment. Peace is every step.
One stitch at a time, from many old designs, a symbol of a world that must come. We will stitch this world together, yet don't give up, my friends, my love. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. Beauty before, beauty behind, beauty above, beauty below, beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down.
Back in the days of perestroika in the late 1980s, my wife Jacqueline and I traveled the length of the Volga and Mississippi rivers on a Soviet-American peace cruise. The Cold War was coming to an end. We traveled from St. Paul all the way to New Orleans on the historic Delta Queen steamboat and down the entire length of the Volga River on a boat called the Maxim Gorky. The boats were filled with Catholic and Russian Orthodox priests, Unitarian and Protestant ministers, peace activists, lay people, musicians, journalists, retirees, cosmonauts, KGB and CIA agents, plus two troubadours, of which I was one. As we traveled south on the Delta Queen, we passed the river towns of Winona, Trempealeau, La Crosse, Lansing, Prairie du Chien, Bellevue, Dubuque, and into the Quad Cities, where we could hear choirs singing songs of peace along the shorelines. At nearly every lock and dam, there were hundreds, sometimes thousands, of well-wishers, simply wanting to catch a glimpse and touch the hand of one of those whom they were raised to despise with the clarity of pure joy in their eyes. The joy that can only be found when fear has been lifted and one allows love to come rushing through. It was equally so on the Maxim Gorky as we traveled the length of the Volga River. A moment I hold dear is when I came off the boat singing, Putsvigdya budyet solntsa, Putsvigdya budyet neba, Putsvigdya budyet mama, Putsvigdya buduya. An old Russian folk song in English means, may there always be sunshine, may there always be blue sky, may there always be mama, may there always be me. And when I got done singing that song, a woman ran up to me weeping from the Ukraine, taking off a very delicate silver necklace from around her neck and placed it around mine. It had a very small Orthodox cross dangling from it. After that peace cruise down the Volga, my wife and I visited Arbat Street. This 15th-century historic walkway was kept under wraps until Premier Gorbachev set it free through perestroika and glasnost. On every corner of this one-kilometer walkway, we saw crowds of people circling around, street singers freely singing, passing the hat, along with poets reciting, painters painting, dancers dancing, and craftspeople freely expressing themselves. It was during this historic moment of time that Kris Kristofferson and his band from Texas showed up at the Rocio Hotel where we two were staying. And I was invited to tour with Chris and his band throughout Moscow. After we played in a small club, we headed over to perform in a large arena along with several other Russian bands. The place was entirely packed, as was the entire front row of that venue, with police officers sitting shoulder to shoulder. Whenever the crowd rose to their feet with enthusiasm, those officers would stand up. And when they did, everybody sat right back down. We were the last to perform that evening, and you could feel the enthusiasm rising. Then suddenly, without warning, local government officials decided to shut the concert down. They weren't about to allow anyone from the United States to play in that venue. When this was announced from stage, the crowd went wild. We were more than a little concerned because there was no way out except through that crowd of several thousand extremely disappointed people. Thankfully, though, Chris's bodyguard had a Phillips screwdriver and was able to unscrew the screws which held the glass into the frame of the back door, which was locked. Once he pulled the glass out, we climbed out through without anyone noticing and into the tour bus that was parked nearby. En route back to the Rocio Hotel, I told Chris and his band about the glories of street singing on Arbat. They got excited. They said, "Let's go." So off we went to Arbat. As soon as the bus came to a stop, we all started running with our instruments down Arbat Street singing. But something was terribly wrong. Those streets that were once active and filled with joy were now dead silent and totally empty. Unbeknownst to us, Arbat Street had just got shut down in preparation for the October Revolution celebrations to be held in a few weeks. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, hundreds of people descended upon us. Before we knew it, we were swept up by this sea of humanity up onto the steps of a small building to perform. At the very moment Chris started singing "Me and Bobby McGee," the crowd began to chant, "We are Glasnost! We are Perestroika!" I looked beyond to the edge of the crowd, and what did I see? Our Russian translator, Sasha, was surrounded by police. I worked my way over to Sasha. The police had taken his internal passport identification, which was very serious in Russia. I told the police it wasn't Sasha's fault. It was my fault that we were there. The police refused to listen. Chris came rushing over, and without hesitation, we both locked arms with Sasha while the crowd engulfed us, not allowing the police through, pushing us all the way through to the other side of the crowd, where we immediately caught a taxi back to the Rocio Hotel. When we arrived, we immediately brought Sasha up to Chris's room for safety, and then Chris and I went down to the lobby where we negotiated with KGB agents for several hours in the public hotel restroom in order to get Sasha's internal identification passport card returned. Since neither the KGB nor we wanted an international incident, they conceded. 6 months after that trip, returning to the United States, I was invited to sing in the Quad Cities along the Mississippi River once again for the first ever Soviet-American peace walk, with Soviet and Americans joining hands together. I was flown down from St. Paul in a Piper Cub along the same journey of the Mississippi River we traveled on the Delta Queen. As I began to perform, who did I see? But to my surprise, Sasha. Sure enough, he was all right. Here's a song I wrote about Arbat Street.
On the street, beneath the church, with the paper and easel, paint on the brush, he's in no rush. He's got a right to be there, to paint what he sees, to paint what he feels, to paint whatever he's thinking. And the cops look the same everywhere you go. You know they all like to wear such tight-fitting clothes. The military men, they could all be twins. It don't matter in what country you live in. Money in the jar, playing guitar, singing a song he's written. See the people in the crowd who gathered round on a Friday night just to listen to what he sees, to what he feels, to what he's thinking. Something strange, it's going on. There's been a change in the weather at the Kremlin. Moscow nights are not the same as they were in the days of Stalin. Dixieland, rock and roll, dancing like a fish at the disco. Coffee cake, I've been staying up late in a flat that reminds me of San Francisco. Muscovite, feel alright. Tonight I feel like singing.
Universal Saint Francis reminds all of us, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
So we thank you so much for listening to Conspiracy of Goodness. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for all that you do.
Friends, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.